It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I got a couple of guests today. I've got Jody Plessity and also Dr. Miles Brooks are with us today. They both represent People's Rise. We're going to talk about that nonprofit, and also we've got Giving Hearts Day today to talk about that as well. So, Jody, you are from Valley City, so tell us folks what you're doing.
I am. I'm a native of Valley City, born and raised, and I have. We've started People's Rising Academy because we believe we can help people create a world where prevention and lifestyle choices are really the definition of healthcare, and help to educate them how to better take care of themselves.
And you have quite a story. Loss of, since you started this, 150 pounds. Tell us about that experience.
Yes, I lost half my body weight, and I do a lot of awesome things now that I never used to be able to do, and I don't have to live in chronic pain every day anymore, and I really enjoy taking care of myself on the nutrition side and understanding my body and what it needs and the things that aren't good for it, and I try to stay healthy that way.
Well, that's great. Well, what an advocate you will be for others who are looking to do the same down the road here. And it is Giving Hearts Day today, and we would like to throw that out that you can also give to this nonprofit, People's Rising. Jody, tell us how they can do that.
Yes, you can go to our website, peoplesrising.org, and click on our donate button, and it'll bring you right to the Giving Hearts Day website. And if you could do that to support us, that would be awesome.
All right. Today is the day. And also, as we mentioned earlier, Dr. Miles Brooks is with us. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for being here.
You bet. And then tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you are a chiropractor and kinesiologist and director of care, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Dr. Miles Brooks, and I am currently working in Fargo as a chiropractic, like you said, kinesiologist, and also have my master's in nutrition. And currently going after my diplomate in chiropractic neurology. And basically what we're doing with People's Rising is we're combining all the aspects of what I just mentioned into an examination, diagnosis, and treatment program to help people suffering chronic conditions, pain, and all sorts of other life-changing diagnoses, symptoms, anything like that. We're putting that together to build a plan to get them back to living their autonomous life.
Mm-hmm. And whether it's through meal preparation and some other techniques, tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the most important part about what we do is it's that assessment. It's getting to understand what the patient is suffering and what they're going through and how we can help. Oftentimes we find that in the examination that some of these tests end up becoming treatment, and these treatments kind of navigate how their health and how their plan is going to go. So we use chiropractic, we use functional neurology in cases of neurology or stroke, anything like that. We use functional medicine to address a lot of underlying autoimmune conditions, these transient sensitivities to certain foods, and then meal planning and exercise. It's really all about building your autonomy to what all humans kind of strive for is we don't want to be reliant on others, whether we're married or single. We just don't want to be having to rely on anybody, actually. And we're trying to get people to take care of themselves. So in the future, if they do get challenged with another stressful or painful event, they have what it takes to get back out of that so they don't fall back into that dark spot they once were in.
All right. Well, as we mentioned, it is Giving Hearts Day. It's a 24-hour event for charities in North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota. Each year, now Giving Hearts Day provides a platform for charities to fund their missions through an ever-increasing community of donors, many of whom get to experience the joy of giving for the first time. And Jody, if people are interested in giving, they can give to your nonprofit that we're talking about today, People's Rising. How can they go about that?
You can go to peoplesrising.org and click on the donate button. It'll bring you right to the Giving Hearts Day website.
All right. Very good. Anything else to add, Dr. Miles or Jody, that you'd like to throw out?
The biggest thing we're trying to do is we're trying to bridge that gap between conventional and alternative medicine. There's a time and place for both. And I think as a professional, we need to understand where our time and place is. And we just want to reach these individuals first. Oftentimes we see people fall down into too much medicine or too many adjustments. It happens all the time in my field. And we just want to be that guiding light, because we know when people first get their point of contact with somebody that's going to be offering them a healthcare service, it really is the life changer. It's, are they going to fail? Or are they going to succeed? And that kind of determines where they're going to go. Because oftentimes we turn to more medication or we turn to more supplements, and that's not the answer in either way. So we really want to bridge that gap and afford people the right health care, the right treatment plan that can solely get them back to their own autonomous life.
All right. Learn more about People's Rising, a world where prevention and lifestyle choices are a definition of health care, as mentioned. And get to the website, learn more about People's Rising, and, of course, give to them as well during Giving Hearts Day today. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. There we are with our Voice of the Valley on KOVC.